Man, in this episode, man, we're going to be talking about the East Side legend, man. Iceware Vezo, man, straight out of Detroit. Man, this dude done built a legacy, a name, and a brand straight out the mud, consistently hitting the city with back-to-back jams. He got features from likes like Juvenile, G Herbo, man, we could keep going. But one thing we're going to keep going about is how this man built the empire out of nothing. Now, growing up on the east side of Detroit, man, and actually not too far away from Vezo hood, well, our hoods kind of intertangled with each other. I'm from 6 Mile, but you know, 6 Mile and Hayes over there by Gratiot. My grandma stayed on Gratiot and Wilford. Went to Osborne, you know, he went to Osborne. So a couple of my homies, you know, they, you know, ran with him and all that type of stuff. But long story short, we ain't gonna go into all that. We gonna go into how he built the legacy and how he became a voice of Detroit. And how you put that legwork in, man. The shit was not easy, man. Just really, man, just watching him start out, man. When he had the little bitty dreads, man. He was always shooting his videos over by Grash or over at the gas station or over at the Coney. So you was able to see the authenticity inside of his music that he was rapping. But also, you know, because, like, you see him in the hood. Like, for real. Like, so that right there was helping him build his credibility. But he stayed consistent. And another thing he did was he built a team around him. Now, during this time, like, when he was first popping out, man, like, Doughboy Cash Out, a rap group from the west side of Detroit, they was getting a lot of, you know, like, a lot of fame, a lot of name, just due to, like, they had a song that went viral, you know, Our Dog Hoes. And then Jeezy came to the city to sign them and basically put them on, and they start getting, you know, national recognition. But throughout this whole time, Iceware Vezo, Team Eastside, Peezy, all them dudes was bubbling. But the Eastside was more gutter, and the Eastside had less of a foundation when it came to music. So that's why, long story short, that's why I really want to make this podcast known, because he helped build and bring back that empowerment to the voices on the Eastside of Detroit, you know? And, you know, granted, he had a few run-ins with Doughboy Cash Out. We ain't gonna really shed too much light on that, because we ain't trying to shed too much light on negativity. We want to talk about the positive aspects of, you know, everything that was going on. But during this time, though, but just in the midst of all that, people see that, you know, he was serious. And, you know, in the city of Detroit, man, you can't just rap that shit. You got to live that shit. So when people see him, you know, making these moves and see him around the city and they see him coming up, you can relate that to the music that he was putting out. And one thing about him, and, you know, just one thing for certain, he always stayed loyal to where he was from, you know. And as far as when I see him, like, you know, just see him on social media and he's doing his music videos, even when he like out of state, he's always putting on for the city of Detroit. Now, he had a few run-in with the law, which, you know, he had to sit down a little bit for. But then right after he sat down, he hit the gate. Like, I mean, you know, like, he hit the ground running. Signing with Motown, releasing his own sneaker that was sold out. Doing back-to-back collabs with, you know, big-name artists. Like, one of his big songs that he just had that, you know, that just came out with Vezo. But with G Herbo, you know, and also doing collaborations with Big Sean, which was real big for the city. As y'all know, Big Sean is a global icon. But just having that pull and that networking system to be able to, you know, do a collab track with Big Sean was also real big. But going back into his movement and what he built, just basically going back into once he was released, man, like, you will never know, like, how artist mindset it be, because on the outside looking in, you don't necessarily know what they was really going through. You feel me? Like, shoot, was he gonna come back home? Was he gonna be fucked up? Like, was he gonna come back home, you know, institutionalized or some dumb shit? Or was he just gonna come back home and, like, I gotta finish what I started? And what I mean what I started was, because I was just remember being in the city, the dude was doing commercials. Like, literally doing jingle commercials for businesses around the city. So you wasn't just hearing his rap music. You was hearing him rapping about different businesses and, you know, just doing different advertisements. And that's what I mean, like, as far as the business and what he meant to Detroit, because he had a different outlook on things. He basically created a brand, but created a sound and created a voice. Now, you know, ends, which means eating in the streets, we all about being the voice of the culture. And we shed lights on those voices that empower other voices around them. So in the midst of me seeing Vezo do this, this even opened up my eyes to things. I started thinking like, damn, I never seen a Detroit artist like really like you know, like you hear like the little rap, little jingles, little commercials that come on the radios and all that type of stuff. But this is coming from an artist that really came from the mud, that really came from the hood, that's really from 6 Mile. You know, you feel me? Like, and he's basically he's being a businessman. You feel me? His voice, he using his voice to like basically open up, new doors, you feel me? And on top of that, let's shed light on him actually being a businessman, running a few businesses, establishing and opening a few businesses around the city on the east side to help, you know, bring back, you know, that economical growth to the hood. You know, we always hear rappers rapping about how much drugs they sold, but you feel me? Y'all ain't really shedding light on how they, you know, flipped that and made something out of that. You feel me? And the reason why I respect it so much, because he's still in the city. You feel me? He's still accessible to the city. So the moves he made, it's not like he making the money and he just ran to like California or something. You feel me? Like, he made his money and he was still in the city and he was still investing the money into those around him. Now, and part of investing that money into those around him, he was able to build a record label. Now, when you think about these type of things, like most dudes, once they get signed, man, you got to get record label to clear it is, they got to clear it ad, they choosing who you get to feature with and all this type of stuff. Dudes stay solid, like, as you see, like Championships, man, the Championships, that's my shit. I ain't gonna lie, Championships is my shit. We'll do a music review on that song, you know, coming up soon. But Championships that he had with Babyface Ray, who's also, you know, he also is a well-known Detroit music artist. But it's just that talent pool that he always been collabing with Eastside artists. But on top of collabing with Eastside artists, him being a bigger name, he helped to shed the light to the other artists and help put them on money plays. Coming from a city like Detroit, where it's like every man for themselves, man, it's either get eight. Somebody that's in position and that's helping putting other people in position to where they could put other people in position is grand. And that's how you really build a solid team, a solid camp. And just going just more into that, just the brand that he built, just starting from Clarity 1 to Clarity 4. Clarity was a story, but then if you think about the name Clarity, I was just mirroring, like, when I was, man, just starting out on the ground, I used to be out of state. Man, I used to be playing Vezo, you feel me? We ain't never going broke no more. I ain't never going broke no more. What? You feel me? Going broke too easy. You feel me? Like, he was just saying just some real stuff. Like, he was just like, fuck y'all thinking. Like, I'ma wait my whole life. Just waiting on a nigga to feed me. Bitch, I feed me. Green guys. Bitch, my team eat. The landlord. Bitch, I'm team East. You feel me? So, like, that's what I was saying. Like, in the lyrics that he was saying, then you see what he's doing. The moves that he was making made me being, you know, a fellow Eastsider from the from 6 Mile, from the east side, you feel me? And just growing up around them parts, like, hell yeah, like, you feel me? I'm seeing somebody that's making it, you feel me? And he really making it out the mud, you feel me? And his story is, like, one of them grand stories. And if you're not really too big on hood flicks in Detroit, he also was featured in, you know, a few Detroit hood flicks, which is known around the country. Like, we gonna say that for another podcast episode, too. But as far as, you know, like 211 with him and Murder Pain, he had a little cameo when he came in as the cousin, as the brother of one of the actors, you know, baby moms. And, you know, just, you know, he just got out of jail. They hungry, looking for a lick. You know, he just had like a little cameo. I'm just showing, you know, like, just within the city though. Like, you know, this wasn't on no box office, but you can go download it or watch it on YouTube and stuff like that. And what I mean by download it, because, you know, you can pay for it. You know, go pay for it, man. Put some money in the man's pockets. But long story short, like, Yeah, like, he was doing stuff like that, like, in the city, you feel me? Like, we talking about making movies, owning businesses, doing commercials, making music, building clothing brands, being ambassador of the city, and basically just being a voice for those on the east side that came up how he came, you feel me? That walked them streets that he walked, you feel me? Like, shit, I was always over there on Gratiot and Wilford, you know, because that's where my grandma stayed at, and then I stayed on Young and Hayes. You know, just going from Columbus to Osborne, you feel me? Them is like, you know, two different hoods, but at the same time, you know, we touched on that in an old episode when we was talking about, you know, just my experiences with playing for the Osborne Knights. But it's just that, you know, you walking through those different hoods, you meet so many different people and all that type of stuff, man. And it's like, for him to be able to, you know, bring everybody together. I ain't gonna say it was just him, you know, because it was other pieces in play, but him to be that voice, be that leader, and be that face. You feel me? To be that face of the movement and really be consistent and keep going with it. You know, during that time, you feel me? A lot of groups came and left. Music artists came and left. And what I mean, came and left, like, they was popping for a little minute. Year later, you feel me? They kind of, you know, in the background again. He stayed consistent. He was putting in that hard work even after being locked up. You know, he came back out, hit the ground running, and just really just finished to solidify his name in the city and just solidifying his brand and just who he is. So then that's why in this episode, man, we want to shed light and we just want to really check in with y'all to see, do y'all know who Vezo is? I swear Vezo, and is y'all familiar with the music and the movement that he's building in the city of Detroit? I want y'all to comment, you know, like, subscribe, leave us a voice message. We want to hear from y'all, man. For real, for real. We want to hear from y'all. And yeah, man, and let's just keep this conversation going, man. It's another few artists that we're going to be mentioning too, who also been, you feel me, carrying the torch for the city. You feel me? Who's been doing their thing. But this episode, man, was about Iceware Vezo, man. Shout out to the Team East Side, man. Shout out to the East Side of Detroit, man. Shout out to 6 Mile, man. Shout out to everybody in the city, man, that's trying to make a way out and trying to use their voice, you feel me, to empower and enlighten, you feel me, their story and what's going on in their life. You feel me? This your boy Bass. Y'all tune in to Ends Podcast. Y'all already know what I'm about to say. We out. Tune in, subscribe, my baby.